On the line, I have Liam Horan, who regularly talks to Aidan, and he's the Managing Director of Slea Nua Careers. Liam, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Angela.
I know you're used to talking to Aidan, so just bear with me for today. I'm filling the seat, or trying to, shall we say. Just in relation to an item of interest today for the listeners, we have two queries, actually, which I hope you could give us a hand with in terms of the best way to handle them in relation to career direction, etc., Liam. I'll go ahead and just call them out to you, if that's okay.
Yes, indeed.
First question. The person has basically described that they've a lot of experience in their area, which is business management with the speciality in financial management, but they don't seem to have a scrap of paper to prove it. And apparently they went into a company at 18 years of age, progressed up through the ranks, but now as the job market shrinks, the writer has said that they notice all these advertisements where they are asking for people with third level degrees. It's really put them off applying for a job, apparently, and even though they know they can do so many of the roles that they have seen, they've actually asked the question, what should they do? Any advice, Liam?
Yeah, it's a very common scenario that, you know, in an environment where there are lots of candidates available, employers realise it's a buyer's market, and they tend to reflect a kind of wish list approach in their advertisements. My view in this always would be to not to be deterred by what the employers have listed, because they often find that when they go into the recruitment process, they don't get somebody with all they are looking to get. You know what I mean? That they have to lower the bar or change the goalposts as the process unfolds. So, that might be a little tip for employers as well. Don't create job specs that are more than you need them to be. Just because you think you can get anybody you want nowadays, it might be counterproductive. I was reading recently in Harvard Business Review, one of their tips of the day was just what I'm saying there exactly. Don't be totally put off by the job spec. Now, there are obviously things like if you're not a doctor, you can't apply for a doctor's job. But if you have experience and if you have done the work, the very similar work in the past, you can go and prove yourself. And your first job is to get your CV so strong and so compelling that it gets you to interview. And a lot of people forget that part and they think about the interview. What am I going to say when I'm asked this? You needn't worry about that until you get called for interview. So in this case, this candidate has lots of experience. They need to get it down on paper, highlight it as best they can. Don't put any mistruths down there which would say that you have a qualification you don't have or whatever, and see can you get called to interview. And, you know, you'll be surprised. I have been involved in selection of candidates where regularly the so-called must-haves were waived in favour of good candidates, and let's bring this person in because they look interesting, and that's your first thing to do. So without claiming you have the qualifications they're looking for, still apply, putting your best experience forward. And I think that they might be pleasantly surprised how many times they might get a chance. So what's not clear from their correspondence to us is whether or not they have bothered applying in the first place. So I certainly would let somebody else shoot me down before I shoot myself down. So getting to interview is the key thing, you know.
And maybe match their skill set with the actual tasks that will be needed to fulfil that post.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Go beyond the qualification. Look at what are the competencies they're trying to find in the successful candidate. Yeah. And don't forget that the winning candidate rarely wins every section, if you know what I mean.
Very true.
They rarely have every, you know, it's not like the first person to get full house of bingo. They don't have all the numbers initially. So, you know, it's very much that try and create an impression that you have a lot of what they're looking for, enough to get you called for interview. And in interview, you can address the fact. You can say to yourself, you know, I'm aware I don't have the qualification you mentioned there. However, I believe in the university of life, I have qualified quite extensively kind of thing. And it may not be enough, but you know, if you don't go, you'll never know kind of thing. So
yeah, no, good advice, Liam, as always. Can I throw another question at you? Mm-hmm. This basically is from a listener, and they've said, I'm looking for a job for the first time in 15 years, and to be perfectly honest, I'm finding it intimidating. Where do I start? Last time I was looking for a job, it was just a matter of keeping an eye on the papers. Nowadays, there are so many different ways. Can you give me some pointers?
Yeah, well, I suppose, first of all, it's a very good observation. Things have changed so much. And you need to get yourself ready for that job searching. So, you know, your CV is still very important. Have your CV, as I mentioned a moment ago, as you said there, have your CV in a good way, so that it does showcase your competencies, your attributes, your experience well. And also be prepared to tweak your CV each time you send it out. because each employer has different needs, and you've got to meet those employers' needs. Secondly, by and large, quite a few people nowadays need to open a LinkedIn profile, which is free of charge. Keep it up to date. Talk about your chosen profession there. Join groups in your area, and I mean that in your sectoral area, and just create an online presence, because recruiters do use LinkedIn either to search for candidates or to check up on candidates that they that have applied to them. So, and employers use it as well. So get your LinkedIn profile correct. Tell friends, former colleagues, friends of friends, what kind of work you're looking for. And that can be very broad. People you're involved with coaching the football team on a Saturday morning might well be able to put something your way. And word of mouth and referrals remain hugely important in the whole area of job searching. Knock on doors. Turn up. Let employers know you're keen. Don't waste their time. But don't be afraid, particularly in a smaller business environment like we have here in the west of Ireland, don't be afraid to arrive at a doorstep saying, look, I'm looking for a bit of work. If you know of anything, advance it for me. Keep me in mind. I think I'll be good at this, and be gone again. Don't go with the long face, and don't waste their time. I suppose a big part of job searching is slightly into the softer side of things, but just keeping your mentality positive by hanging around with people and fraternizing in networks in various places where people are upbeat and positive about job searching and about job creation, all that kind of thing. Contact all the recruitment companies in your area. In Castlebar, for example, you have Archon Recruitment. There are lots of other ones around the west of Ireland. Make sure you've contacted them all. And follow jobs on their websites and their Facebooks or wherever they advertise jobs. Set up job alerts on the various job sites as well. So if you're looking for a job in accounting in the following areas, you can set up these alerts on the job sites. So you'll get an email every time a job comes up in one of those areas. And actually, to go back to the very thing they said in their email, check the papers as well too, and listen to the radios. There are still lots of jobs being advertised those ways. It's not all gone online, don't believe it is. Lots of the anecdotal evidence in Ireland, and in fact the more scientific evidence worldwide, is that referrals and word of mouth are still powerful when it comes to looking to get a job.
Well, Liam, listen, thank you very much. That's good advice for anybody listening, I have to say, in that situation. The social media really has changed everything, hasn't it?
It has, and it probably frightens people who are not au fait with it. But it's still only a medium, in the same way that papers once were, or still are, obviously, and the same way that tablets of stone once were. Do you know what I mean? It's still only a medium. And at the end of the day, the employer is looking for somebody to do the job. So keep your eye on what the employer is looking for, and make sure when your CV or your email goes in there that it addresses their needs subtly, that they realise that this person is a fit.
Well, thanks very much.
Lots of people send out mismatched kind of communications, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Liam. I'm sorry I have to leave it there now, because it's time to go over to the newsroom. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.